نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. ترجمہ، اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت سے نا امید نہ ہو. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا، اگر کافر بھی اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت کا حال جانے تو اس کی جنت سے نا امید نہ ہو. اور جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا، الایمان بین الخوف والرجا، ایمان خوف اور امید کے درمیان ہے. الحمدللہ، محض حق تعالیٰ کی تائید اور توفیق سے اور اپنے شیخ کی برکت سے آج کی مجلس میں رجا، جس کو امید کہتے ہیں، اس کے متعلق دو تین باتیں عرض کرنی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں مقام رجا عطا فرمائے. مجلس حضرت حاجی فاروق صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، حضرت کوٹس دی آیت ورس آف دی قرآن، لا تقنطوا من رحمۃ اللہ، ڈو ناٹ لوز ہوپ فرام دی مرسی آف اللہ تعالیٰ. اینڈ دین حدیث آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، دیٹ اف دا کافر نان بلیور آلسو نوز دی مرسی آف اللہ، ہی ول تھنک دیٹ ہی از آلسو گوئنگ ٹو جنت. What is Iman? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in a hadith, Iman is between fear and hope. Iman is between fear and hope. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that this fear and hope are two wings. He writes in his kitab Ihya ul-Ulum that fear and hope are two wings from which the salihin, the pious, fly from this world to Jannat. Meaning there are two things that you need to balance. And when you balance these two things, then your iman is complete. And then you can enter Jannat. As I said, Alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah, with the help of Allah, and with the blessings of my Shaykh, today's majlis we're going to talk about Raja. Raja is a word where it's translated by ummid, hope. That a person should have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Last week the majlis was about dua. The week before it was about khawf, fear. So fear and hope, two things combined together. Raja kehte hai Allah Ta'ala se ummid ko. Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya hai ke Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se na ummid na ho. Buzrugon ne yahan tak farmaya hai ke mayusi kufr tak pahuncha deti hai. آدمی جب مسلسل گناہوں میں لگا رہتا ہے اور وہ نیکیوں کا اہتمام نہیں کرتا تو رفتہ رفتہ وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت سے نا امید ہو جاتا ہے اور کہتا ہے کہ میں نے اتنے گناہ کیے کہ اب اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے کیا معاف کرے گا. حضرت سے رضا از کالڈ، رجا از کالڈ ہیونگ ہوپ فرام ود اللہ تعالیٰ. اللہ سیز Do not despair from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Do not lose hope from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Our elders say, when a person despairs, that slowly takes him towards kufr. It will make him lose his iman. A person continually commits sins and he doesn't do any good deeds, then slowly that person loses hope from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and thinks to himself that I have committed so many sins that there is no hope for me to be forgiven. But Allah says in the Quran, Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Oh, those servants of mine who have wronged themselves. Asrafu ala anfusihim. Who have wronged themselves, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope from the fear of Allah Ta'ala. If a person has sinned for 70 years, 80 years, and he thinks to himself that I have sinned for so many years, there is no hope for me, that Allah will not forgive me, and that is very near to despair, very near to kufr, that Allah Ta'ala is very merciful. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Allah will forget all, Allah will forgive all your sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Now these two, ummid and khawf, these two are two stations where a person, a believer, should develop inside him. That is why it is very important that a person has a sheikh, where a sheikh will say that this much fear is needed and this much hope is needed. a person doesn't go in the extreme. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written the kitab Ihya ul Ulum. Very beneficial kitab, very beneficial book. And from that time till now, it's benefiting a lot of people. But Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, in that there is a chapter on fear. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, a person should not read that chapter at one go. He should read little bit every day, little bit every day. Because there are people who have read that chapter at one go, and then they have lost hope from Allah Ta'ala. Meaning fear has overcome them so much that some of them have lost their senses also. So a fear and hope should be balanced. Now, how do we know that our fear is balanced? One person who was who had connection with the Sheikh, he had so much fear that he lost hope from Allah Ta'ala, and he started thinking, I am shaitan. And there is no way, because Allah Ta'ala has said that shaitan will be thrown into Jahannam. So I am going to Jahannam. There is no way that I will be forgiven. So anybody he meets, he started saying that I am shaitan, I have no hope, I am going to Jahannam. So somebody told his sheikh. So his sheikh said, call him here. And when he was called, his sheikh addressed him saying, who created shaitan? So the person replied, Allah Ta'ala. Then he said, who created you? Allah Ta'ala. So that conversation with the sheikh opened the knots. It was he was in complete despair, in a desperate situation. So he said, Allah created you, Allah will forgive you also. So then he realized. So a sheikh will be able to inform you that this much fear and this much hope, there has to be a balance between the two. A person has committed sins for 70, 80 years, and now he loses hope, and Allah will not forgive me. That is not good also. He should realize, if you look in the whole of the Quran, if a person ponders on the whole of the Quran, wherever Allah has mentioned Jahannam, Allah has mentioned Jannat, both together. At one place Allah says, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafoorul rahim. Tell my servants, inform my servants that Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And straight away Allah says, wa anna azabi huwa al azabul alim. That my punishment is also very severe. So, hope that Allah is merciful, Allah is forgiving. And then straight away, that Allah is also, Allah's punishment is also very severe. So, both has to be had. So, wherever Jannat is mentioned, Allah Ta'ala is given a person hope that yes, Jannat is there. If you have connection with Allah Ta'ala, if you have hope with Allah Ta'ala, Jannat is there for you. And then straight away Allah mentions Jahannam. So, create, meaning Allah is telling the servants, create these two things inside you. Hope from Allah Ta'ala, from the mercy of Allah, and fear also. We explained to you 2 weeks ago, the Prophet ﷺ's dua, Allah, there's a limit of how much fear we should have. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Oh Allah, give me that much fear. That much, meaning there's a limit. It shouldn't be just fear at itself. But give me that much fear which becomes a barrier for me to commit sins. That it stops me from committing sins. That much fear is the right balance for a person. حالانکہ حدیث شریف میں ہے کہ اگر کسی کے گناہوں سے زمین پر ہو جاوے اور وہ اللہ تعالیٰ سے توبہ کرے تو اللہ تعالیٰ اتنی بڑی مغفرت لے کر متوجہ ہوتے ہیں جو ساتوں آسمان اور زمین سے وسیع ہوتی ہے. سو اے پرسن loses hope from Allah Ta'ala. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying in the hadith that if a person comes with so much sins that the whole earth is filled with his sins, but and he makes tawbah, a sincere tawbah, he turns to Allah Ta'ala, he repents, then Allah will come with such forgiveness that it will fill the seven skies and the seven earth. Meaning his rahmat, his mercy is so broad. حدیث شریف میں ہے سبقت رحمتی علی غضبی. حق تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں سبقت لے گئی میری رحمت میرے غضب پر. اور پھر ایک طرف تو ان کی رحمت ہے اور دوسری طرف ان کا غضب, یا ایک طرف ان کی رحمت ہے اور دوسری طرف ہمارے گناہ. آپ دیکھتے نہیں کہ بار بار قرآن پاک میں اللہ تعالیٰ فرما رہے ہیں ان اللہ غفور الرحیم, انہو یغفر الذنوب جمیع, انہو هو التواب الرحیم. ہمارے گناہ ان کی رحمت کے سامنے کچھ بھی نہیں ہے. پھر امید اور رجا اتنا اونچا عمل ہے کہ یہ ایمان کا محافظ ہے. In the hadith it is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala says, hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them that Allah's rahmat is such which has overcome his anger. Allah's rahmat is so wasi, so broad. So on one side is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and one side is the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, the anger of Allah Ta'ala. And on one side, we look at the mercy which is unlimited, and we look at our guna, sins, which is limited. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned so many times, different occasions in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. إِنَّهُ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the one who when a person makes tawbah, repents, Allah forgives. And this raja, this station, this amal that we acquire of ummid with Allah Ta'ala, hope with Allah Ta'ala is such that it safeguards our iman. Agar koi aadmi Allah Ta'ala se ummid nahi legayega, to uska iman qaim nahi rahega. To iman khauf aur raja ke darmiyan hai. Mere Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh ne farmaya ke aadmi Allah Ta'ala se ummid lagawe, توقو نہیں. توقو میں تو بے ادبی ہے, اور توقو تو مخلوق کے ساتھ بھی نہ ہو, حدود شرعیہ میں تعلق تو ہو لیکن توقو نہ ہو. توقو کیوں لگاتے ہو؟ بس حدود شرعیہ میں تعلق رکھو. Hazrat says that Hazrat Maulana Masih Ullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that a person, a believer, should always have hope from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. One is hope, ummid, and the other word in Urdu is توقو. Tawakku is that a person shouldn't have this certainty. For example, a person is making dua, or we read namaz, we have hope that Allah Ta'ala will accept our namaz. But no certainty, there is no certainty 100% guaranteed that it is accepted. But we hope and fear that we might have made some mistake. That is why when to acquire this ummid, when a person loses hope from Allah Ta'ala, one of the reasons is that the person is reading namaz or doing all kind of ibadat, but he doesn't value that ibadat. Somebody asks, say, namaz pariya, what is my namaz? Meaning he doesn't value, na qadri of the ibadat. I know I read namaz, but my namaz is nothing. No, Allah Ta'ala, a person should have value, a person should make qadr, that when a person has entered the masjid, Allah Ta'ala made him the namaz, our kabirin say after namaz, we should make shukr. We should make shukr, alhamdulillah. It is Allah Ta'ala who gave me the tawfiq, who brought me to the masjid, who gave me the tawfiq to read namaz, and then we should make istighfar also, astaghfirullah. We should say alhamdulillah also, and we should say astaghfirullah, that maybe there was some, our namaz was not perfect, but Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to read obligatory act. How many people? Allah Ta'ala didn't give them the tawfiq, but I was given the tawfiq. I was brought to the masjid by Allah Ta'ala. So we should value our ibadat. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh ne farmaya ke mahboob cheezo ka Allah Ta'ala ke fazl, Allah Ta'ala ki ni'mato, Allah Ta'ala ki maghfirat aur Allah Ta'ala ki jannat ka muntazir rahe. اس انتظار میں رہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مغفرت فرمائیں گے, قلب کو راحت ہونا اور ان چیزوں کے حاصل ہونے کی کوشش اور تدبیر کرنا رجا ہے. تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ says that those things which are beloved to a believer, Allah's grace, Allah's bounties, Allah's blessings, Allah's forgiveness, Allah تعالیٰ's jannat, a person is desperate for these things and for that and the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, he thinks about these things and he makes an effort to acquire these things, that is called raja. That after, the Prophet ﷺ says, what is the ajiz? Ajiz person is that who fulfills each and every desire of his and then he builds his hope that I'm going to Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ says, no, he's wasting his time. Meaning he fulfills each and every desire. Halal, haram, he doesn't think, will this gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala or will this gain the anger of Allah Ta'ala, the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever is coming his way, whatever desire comes, he fulfills. The Prophet ﷺ said, this person is an ajiz, that he fulfills each and every desire and then he hopes. So again, this hope, this kind of hope is not recommended by Sharia. And then he hopes that I am going to Jannat and Allah is forgiving me. No. You make an effort, whatever ibadat, objectives Allah Ta'ala has given us, we fulfill them, and then we hope from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that Allah will forgive me. So, jo shaks rahmat aur jannat ka talib ho aur koshish na kare, to maqam-e raja usse hasil nahi. So, that person whose objective in life is jannat, but he doesn't make any effort towards jannat, Hazrat is saying no, he doesn't have hope. He's been deceived by shaitan. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi ne farmaya ke raja ke darajat hai. Ek darja ihtimal-e najat, yani shart-e iman ke maana mein aata hai, ye farz hai. ہاں ایمان والی دولت اپنے پاس ہو اور یہاں رحمت کی امید لگائے یہ درجہ فرض ہے حسن زن اور رجا کا تقریباً ایک ہی مطلب ہے بدگمانی حرام ہے گناہ کبیرہ میں بزرگوں نے اس کو شمار فرمایا ہے کامیاب ہے وہ انسان جو اپنے پیدا کرنے والے کے ساتھ امیدیں لگائے اعمال صالحہ اور توبہ اور استغفار کے ساتھ خالی خول امید اور نیکیوں کا اہتمام نہ ہو یہ دھوکہ ہے بے شک اللہ تعالیٰ قادر ہے لیکن آپ نے ان کے اصولوں کے خلاف امید لگا رکھی ہے ایک شخص تخم پوشی نہ کرے اور کھیتی کی تمنا کرے تو یہ امید خام ہے حضرت is saying a person doesn't put seeds in the farm he doesn't do any محنت any effort in the farm and he's saying that I will get my crops حضرت is saying no this is deceiving himself the same thing we don't carry out any good deeds and then we think Allah Ta'ala through His mercy is going to give Jannat. It is in Allah's power. But we haven't made that effort. We haven't followed the principles of Islam. Umeedo ka maqam kaise hasil ho? Allah Ta'ala ki wusat-e rahmat aur inayat ko yaad karte rehna aur yaad hi nahi balke sochte rehna. آدمی اس کو یاد کرتا رہے کہ وہ کتنے غفور اور رحیم ہے کہ باوجود میری نالائکوں کے پردہ پوشی کرتے ہیں انشاءاللہ مقام رجا حاصل ہو جائے گا How can we acquire this station of hope in from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala Hazrat says looking at the thinking about the vast mercy of Allah Ta'ala unlimited mercy of Allah Ta'ala not only thinking about it but thinking that Allah is Ghafoor Allah is Rahim Allah is the most forgiving and most merciful and looking at our own selves that look at my sins and Allah Ta'ala has put a parda a curtain a veil over my sins Allah Ta'ala is so much merciful on myself ہمارے حضرت نے فرمایا ارشاد کہ ہم جو مقامات کی تفصیل بیان کیا کرتے ہیں ان اخلاق حسنہ کا ایک ایک مقام اور اس کا طریق اپنانا فرض ہے سو دیز ٹو اسٹیشنز اسپرچل اسٹیشنز فار اے بلیور ٹو اکوائر خوف اینڈ رجا امید ہوپ اینڈ فیئر آف اللہ تعالیٰ حضرت حسین دے آر فرض فار اے پرسن ٹو اکوائر دم اور اللہ تعالیٰ سے امید لگائیں گے تو لوگوں سے توقع ختم ہو جائے گی And when a person has all these hopes from only with Allah Ta'ala, then he won't have any hope from the creation of Allah Ta'ala. He has connected now with Allah Ta'ala. All his hopes are relied now on Allah Ta'ala. فرمایا رجا والے ہی کو رضا حاصل ہوتی ہے The person who has امید and hope from Allah Ta'ala will also gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, رضا تو مختصر یہ ہے کہ آدمی اللہ تعالیٰ سے امید لگائے اور کسی سے توقع نہ لگائے اللہ تعالیٰ کی عنایات کو سوچا کرے جب یہ دولت حاصل ہوگی اس کا ایمان بھی حفاظت میں آ جائے گا اس کا عمل بھی حفاظت میں آ جائے گا In short, Hazrat says, we have hope with Allah Ta'ala and we don't have any hope from anybody else. When a person has this, then his iman will be safeguarded and his deeds will be safeguarded. Allah Ta'ala aqle mustaqim ata farmaya aur tawfiq se nawazi. Allah Ta'ala give us the correct understanding. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran about the servants who have hope and fear combined. Tatajafa junubuhum. عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا that Allah Ta'ala's servants that when everybody are sleeping they are not on their beds but they are calling Allah Ta'ala they are making ibadat of Allah Ta'ala how يدعون ربهم they are calling Allah Ta'ala خوفا وطمعا that they have fear of Allah Ta'ala also and they have umid and from his mercy also they have hope from his mercy so at night they wake up and their beds, they separate from their beds, and they make dua to Allah Ta'ala, they make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that they, because they fear Allah Ta'ala, the punishment and the anger of Allah Ta'ala, and they have mercy from, they have hope from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So these two stations, like ikhlas, sincerity is a station that a person should acquire, a person should make effort, that whatever amal we do, there is ikhlas and sincerity in it. Then these two stations also, khawf, raja, are two stations that we need to acquire. There are a lot of other stations also. The love of Allah Ta'ala, love of His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much love of Allah Ta'ala do we have? How much love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do we have? Now this khawf and raja, fear of Allah Ta'ala and hope from Allah Ta'ala, beautiful explanation in small words, in a small short sentence by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. What does he say? You will understand how beautifully he has said it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that on the day of judgment, if Allah Ta'ala announces that all my creation go to Jannat, but one person will go to Jahannam. All my creation go to Jannat, they have got my pleasure, but one person go to Jahannam. My fear will be such that I will think it is me who will go to Jahannam and everybody else will go to Jannah. And if Allah Ta'ala announces that everybody go to Jahannam and one person only allowed to go to Jannah, I have hope with Allah's mercy that one person going to Jannah will be me. Beautifully explained. How much fear a person should have with Allah Ta'ala and how much hope a person should have from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes a person goes into despair and he gets depressed. But I am reading namaz, I am doing all my zikr, I am doing all my tasbihat, I am doing all my ma'amulat, daily routine, I am following through. But the person has gone into despair because of shaitan, that he puts, what are you doing all this ibadat for? There is no use, because look at your sins that you have done in the past. Allah is not going to forgive. Your sins are so great. But we should say to shaitan, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. My sins are nothing compared to Allah Ta'ala's greatness. So we should think at that time, Allah is the greatest. If shaitan or anybody else, our friends, sometimes we are in our group of friends and a person wants to change. A person wants to change towards the better. He wants to go in Jamaat, or he wants to go to Madrasa, or he wants to do an Alim course, or he wants to go to a Madrasa. And his friends say, what are you talking about? You're not going to change. You're not going to change. Look at what we've done in our past, what we've been doing. Allah is not going to forgive you. So at that time, he should think to himself that, no. Allah's mercy is such, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will definitely forgive. Verily, Allah will definitely forgive each and every sin. The thing is that sincerity, a person repents with sincerity, Allah will forgive. So, like we explained last 2 weeks ago, khawf is needed when the urge to commit sins come. When the urge to commit sins, when we have this urge that I want to commit a sin, at that time you have khawf that no, Allah will be angry. Allah's wrath, Allah's punishment. How can I, Allah, that creator who has created me, whose favors are on me 24/7, how can I commit a sin? But sometimes a person, because of shaitan or because of his nafs, committed that sin. At that time, now what is needed? Hope that I have committed a sin. Now I am ashamed of that. Oh Allah, I have turned towards your mercy. Forgive me. If a person repents and has hope from Allah, then Allah will definitely forgive him. We quoted the incident about that sahabi, about the young man who was on his deathbed, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him and he asked him, what condition are you in? And this young sahabi said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I look at my sins, I am scared. I fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. But when I look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, I have hope that Allah will forgive me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, when these two things are present at the time of death in a believer, then whatever he is fearful from, Allah will save him from that. He's fearful from the Jahannam. Allah will save him from that. And whatever hopes he has of Jannat and the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give it to him. That is a sign of a believer. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa.